This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today's January 7th, 2010. A few hours ago came to my mind the title of this message, and then the scriptures came to my heart. And this is the title, Are You In or Out? And of course, I'm referring to the words of Jesus Christ in John chapter 10, verse 27 and following. And this is what he said, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. See, are you in the hand of the Lord? Are you in Jesus' hand? Are you in the Father's hand? Or are you not? And in these days, these last days, the fulfilling of the scriptures taking place in our day. Wow. The prophets of old looked to see these things. They longed to see these things. And yet, you and I have the honor, the privilege to walk with the Lord, to hear his voice, to be bought by him, by his own precious blood, that our life would no longer be our own, that we'd be purchased and surrendered to his will, that we might glorify him. God loved us so much that he gave us his only begotten Son. While we were yet sinners, God provided his Son Jesus to die for us. We didn't choose him. He chose us. And no man can come unto the Lord Jesus Christ except the Father draw him. So I'm calling you today in the name of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the Lord, to consider, are you in the hand of the Lord? Are you walking with him or are you not? Many people walk the tightrope. They play the game. They play with death. Putting off walking with the Lord. Why? What in this age is worth it? What in this age will ever last for eternity compared to the things of God? And this is why I pray that you would consider and examine yourself to see whether you're in the faith or not. Look at your life. Does your character behoove being a son or daughter of God? Does your lifestyle reflect the glory of the Lord? Because this is what God has called you to. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Are you following the Lord, or are you doing your own thing? Consider that Satan, the deceiver, the liar, the thief, the murderer, does his own thing. Sought to exalt himself, sought to be like God. And he has children that are just like him. Liars, proud, arrogant, deceivers. Psalm 91, he that dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say the Lord, he's my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall you trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. You shall not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with your eyes shall you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. They shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shall you trample under feet. because he has set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. And I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Psalm 91. That's for those that are in the Father's hand. And for those that are not in the Father's hand, they will have the reward of the wicked. Because the Lord God Almighty has risen up to judge. He is a God of justice and equity and truth. He is one to be feared, respected, and loved. Apostle Paul is saying in Ephesians chapter 4, he's writing to Christians, believers in Jesus. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. He goes on and describes the walk with the Lord. Further on in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 27, Paul said, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. Listen, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Ephesians 5, Paul goes on and describes the walk with the Lord. And these are the things you are to consider as you examine your life. Are you in the hand of the Lord, or are you not in the hand of the Lord? Be ye therefore followers of God, imitators, as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and has given himself a sacrifice as an offering to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Self-sacrifice, surrender, walking pleasing to his Father. That's as Jesus is, as our example is. But fornication and all uncleanness or covetousness, let it not be once named among you as becometh saints. Saints means holy, holy ones, separate. Neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, now listen, ladies and gentlemen, for this you know that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Ladies and gentlemen, if these behaviors are in your life, fornication, uncleanness, covetousness, which is just the same as worshiping a false god, it's idolatry, foolishness, filthiness, jesting, behaviors that are not of God. Paul goes on and says, let no man deceive you with vain words. Don't let anyone trick you, lead you astray with useless words, he says. For because of these things comes the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. For at one time you were in darkness, but now are you light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving, demonstrating what is acceptable unto the Lord. We're coming into dark days, dark times, and people that are deceived in line with the devil are full of darkness. In fact, as the beast comes, it sets up a system where you cannot buy or sell without a mark in your forehead and in your hand. That kingdom of the beast will be judged with a judgment of darkness, gross darkness, such a darkness that they'll curse God and gnaw their tongues and wish they could die, and God will withhold death from them because they did not love the truth, because they played a game. They were hypocrites, and their conscience became seared, believing lies. Ladies and gentlemen, you must walk in light, because God is light. But if we walk in darkness and say we know God, we're lying. And this is why you look at yourself, you look at your life, and you consider, if you've sinned, then you can go to God, because there is an advocate with God, Jesus Christ the righteous, who died for our sins. Not only our sins, but the sins of the whole world. You can repent and believe on him and be justified by faith in Jesus Christ by grace. Not by works, but by grace, a gift. And God will change you, transform you, renew you by the power of his Holy Spirit. And he renews your mind and renews your spirit. And you will not be a slave to these things. Because this is what the Master, Jesus Christ, has said. He that sins is a slave to sin. But he who the Son sets free is free indeed. Paul's taught us many things about this power of God in a believer's life. That if you're in Jesus Christ, then you're dead because of his body dying. But also, as he was resurrected by the glorious glory of the Father, even so should you walk in newness of life. And if you yield yourself to the flesh, you will sin and die. But if you yield yourself to the Spirit, you shall live. Ladies and gentlemen, repent before the Lord. Put away these things. Paul goes on in Ephesians 5, verse 11. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them. For it's a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever does make manifest is light. Wherefore he said, awake thou that sleepeth, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. It's a great day to be alive. Great day to serve the Lord. His coming is at hand. The things that he told us would come to pass in the end times when his disciples asked are literally happening in our day. And I encourage you to read Isaiah chapter 30. And it talks about the people of God that had been sinning against the Lord, idolatrous and rebelling against him. But he would arise and be gracious to them and receive them unto himself as they repented. These words are so near being fulfilled. Isaiah 30, verse 27. Behold, the name of the Lord comes from far, burning with his anger, and the burden thereof is heavy. His lips are full of indignation, and his tongue is a devouring fire. And his breath as an overflowing stream shall reach to the midst of the neck to sift the nations with the sieve of vanity. And there shall be a bridle in the jaws of the people, causing them to err. Verse 30. And the Lord shall cause his glorious voice to be heard, and shall show the lightning down of his arm, with the indignation of his anger, and with the flame of a devouring fire, with scattering and tempest and hailstones. This is the time to be on the right side with the Lord, repenting and abiding with him. Put yourself in the hand of the Lord. Hide in him. Verily I say unto you, he that hears my word and believes on him that sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life.